Well, a big push is underway to get businesses across the country to buy something that'll help them grow and in turn to turbocharge the economy. The carrot is a 12-month extension of the instant asset write-off announced in last year's budget. It allows businesses to write off the full value of any eligible asset they purchase, which could be a new truck or a piece of machinery. But businesses to date have been extremely reluctant to spend more than is absolutely necessary. So will this policy change their minds? Here's business reporter David Taylor.
Okay, I'm just walking into the distillery. We've had our gin still running today and making some of our Section 44 gin.
Former Liberal Senator Stephen Parry is checking the water is running smoothly through the condensers at his Hobart distillery.
So I'm just climbing up on one of our platforms next to our gin still and in between our whiskey stills.
Stephen Parry says he's already made inquiries to buy a new still.
We're definitely going to be buying four new vats that we need. We've been dealing without them for a while and this will just help us. So, in fact, we commenced the order placement today.
And he says he'll buy extra assets for his business when the instant asset write-off tax break kicks in.
Well, that's what we'll do. We'll buy additional equipment and that's exactly what we're going to do.
So you're growing?
We are.
The government appears to be taking advantage of the high levels of business confidence by offering generous investment allowances. Under the one-year extension of the instant asset write-off, businesses with an aggregate turnover of less than $5 billion will be allowed to deduct the full cost of eligible capital assets until the 30th of June 2023. It's a scheme worth almost $21 billion if you include other tax breaks. Businesses can buy multiple assets if the cost of each individual asset is less than $150,000. It applies to software, technology, vehicles, plant and equipment. Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman Bruce Bilson says the incentive has arrived at the right time in the business cycle for the small business community.
Now that window where they can claim the instant asset write-off has been extended by a year, those that were pausing can now bring forward those things they would have liked to have done earlier, but were uncertain about the footings for their business and future prospects. So, look, I'm optimistic. It's always well received. It's an important policy measure and understandably welcomed by the small business and family enterprise community.
Not everyone's sold on the idea. Russell McCree is an accountant with Stuart Brown Chartered Accountants. He's not convinced extending the incentive will provide the economic boost the government's pushing for.
In my view, whilst the incentive is nice to have and a nice option to have, I'm not too sure it's actually a driver of business decisions, because when COVID-19 struck, really it became apparent to businesses that cash was king. And so what businesses really did was look at their expenditure and really only spend what they had to. And so even though there was this incentive, it was only really a benefit if that business was going to buy that plant and equipment item anyway. There wasn't enough incentive to obviously go and buy a piece of plant and equipment that you didn't need. Right? So I'm not so sure what the outcome of this will be. It's certainly an incentive. So I think it'll have some effect, but maybe not a drastic effect.
There's some evidence the instant asset write-off has spurred business borrowing. According to the National Australia Bank, which specialises in business lending, loans for equipment rose 22% since the scheme was announced, which it says has helped its agribusiness customers buy things like tractors, irrigation equipment and earth movers. Mark Normoyle is the head chef and owner of the St Kilda Luna Food and Wine Bar. He welcomes the extension of the scheme, but reckons it'll only help his business return to where it was pre-pandemic.
This will give us an opportunity to look at some of our equipment and things that we need to run the business more efficiently, and it'll give us, you know, a better opportunity to buy those.
So this incentive is effectively helping you to backtrack and make up for lost ground?
Oh, without a doubt. Because as I mentioned, most businesses ran on the smell of an oily rag for the last 12 months or so. And we did move forward in a lot of ways. We continued to, you know, promote the business, to try and hire staff. But as far as purchasing assets for the business, unless it was 100% essential, we just weren't able to do it. So this will give us the opportunity to be able to do that.
Food and wine bar owner Mark Normoyle in St Kilda with our business reporter David Taylor.